Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. To find out what's been trending this week.
This one's just popped up. Super excited to share it with everyone. The Office, the TV series. Love it?
Yeah, love. I prefer the American version.
Over the Ricky Gervais one,
yep.
The Steve Carell.
Yep.
Look, I'd be the same as you, actually. They do it better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although they weren't the original, they did do it better.
Yeah, agreed.
Well, breaking news, Australia are doing a remake.
No.
Yep. Apparently, it's set to the filming starts in Sydney in June or July this year.
Okay, I'll give it a... Who's in it?
Okay, so... I always forget how to say her name, but you know Sharon from Kath and Kim?
Oh, Magda Szubanski.
Yes, I'm glad you said it. She is going to be taking the leading role.
Which that means that she's playing office manager.
See, it didn't say anything about that.
Isn't that the leading role?
Well, they...
Because I don't think she'd play Pam.
Because Pam is a very strong character, but is it going to be slightly different and revolve around Pam as Sharon? I don't know.
I reckon Sharon's going to be the boss.
Because, they are the leading role.
Doesn't have to be a man, does it?
No, exactly. Well, that's what they're saying. They're saying...
And I feel like she plays a really good, awkward-y kind of character.
Look, she is great for that role. However, I just...
I don't think
it needs to be touched and remade.
Look, I'll give it a go. I'm interested.
No, I think we just leave it alone. You know, if you're going to make an Office series, you don't have to call it The Office, because instantly I'm going to compare it to the US.
Well, that's like the show Would I Lie to You?
Oh, yeah, great show.
Yeah, they're remaking that Australian version.
Okay, see, that I think could work, because it's just comedians, right?
I mean, yeah,
they're funny
true.
All over the world. But this, there is a high standard. Can
Set
Sharon
before.
From Kath and Kim...
Magda Szubanski.
Yeah, Magda Szubanski, yep. That's why I didn't attempt it. But I'd love to hear your thoughts. 0429-985-985. What do you think of this new Australian Office? Would you watch it? Do you think it's going to be amazing? Do you think it's going to be absolute rubbish?
I think it's going to be
because there's
amazing.
No in-between. What have you got for us, Beck? What have we missed?
Well, I think no matter how grown up we might think we are, parents are always going to find a way to make you feel embarrassed like a teenager again.
Oh, yes. What's happened?
Well, a reporter from Ohio was recently in for a surprise. He was out about filming with a news crew. Then his own mother came driving up behind him to say hello.
What, while they're live?
I think they were practicing. It was all filming. Take a listen.
This is my mom. Hold on.
I'm trying to work right now. You over there calling my phone. This is D'Angelo. You can say hi. And don't be holding up traffic because you got cars behind you.
Hey, baby. What did she say?
Hey, baby. Now, she's won hearts all across the internet after obviously interrupting her news reporter son during a shift. Her reaction to seeing him captured on camera,
no.
It was hilarious. So his name was Miles Harris. He is a journalist and he was about to give a report when he noticed a familiar car approaching.
Holding up traffic as well.
It's so funny because she then blew him a kiss as she drove off. But people have fallen for Sandy. That's her name.
She doesn't care.
Antics.
She loves her son.
Yes.
Her son.
Very relatable antics. You know, people are saying my mum would absolutely do this. My mum would. My mum's so proud of me. She always texts me
during the show.
And she's always like, don't forget to give me a shout out.
Speaking of, now's the time.
Yeah. Hey, mum.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. Yeah. Parents, they're pretty embarrassing. I've told this story before, but when I was in school, my dad had to pop in and talk to my teacher.
Yeah.
So a whole classroom full of people. He walks in. Talks to my teacher because sadly someone passed away and my dad was taking the funeral. And then he walks out and everyone's like, oh, that's your dad. Ha 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 ha. And then he closes the door. He quickly opens it and he goes, oh, Jazeel. Whole class is looking at him. Don't worry. Your sheets are on the line and they're drying. They should be good for tonight. Closes the door, walks out. It's like, no, what have you done?
That is, were they really, or was he just trying to embarrass you?
Oh, no, he's just trying to embarrass me. I was like 14. I was like, get out of here.
Oh, we would love to know, when did your parent embarrass you? Give us a call.
I can't believe you thought I wet the bed at 14.
Well, it happens.
And we want to know, when did your parents embarrass you? Was it at school? Were you an adult? This comes after a reporter got yelled at by his mum.
Well, nicely. She was driving
nice.
Past. Do you want to have another listen to it?
Yeah, give it to
All
us.
All right, here's what happened.
This is my mum. Hold on.
Baby!
I'm trying to work right now. You over there calling my phone. This is D'Angelo. You can say hi. And don't be holding up traffic because you got cars behind you.
All right.
Close them and kiss and off she goes.
All right, I'm out of here.
It would have been better if they were live on the air instead of recording.
Gold.
We want to know, when did your parents embarrass you? You can text through 0429 985 985, just like James did. He said, first day of work, my mum dropped me off some lunch. I was 21.
Oh, yeah, no, you don't want that. I mean, you want the food, but you just don't want your mum to have to drop it off.
Here, son, here's your Minions lunchbox. You left it on the bench.
Could you imagine? Hundreds and thousands, just like the way you like it.
Bit of a polony.
If you can think of the worst car to get dropped off at school, I'm going to tell you, it's a Tarago.
Is it? Okay. Oh, yeah, the van.
Everyone's like,
Tarago
no,
van.
No, we don't call it a Tarago in New Zealand. I forget what we call it. But nevertheless, my mum was doing the teacher helper thing.
I bet she was your teacher. You were homeschooled.
Of course, yes. So anyway, bypass that. We're at school. And I said to mum, like, whatever you do, we are not taking our car. And she goes, why not? And I was like, because our car is a dump. And it's gross, and it's a Tarago, and I just don't like it. Please do not put your hand up. What did she do? First hand up. Okay, who wants to take a car? Mum's hand straight up. All my friends in the Tarago. Oh, man.
Well, it's because it probably had like 7 seats.
Yeah, it did, but still, it's just it's embarrassing. Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.